A deadly shooting on a college campus. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. It happened at a small liberal arts college about 125 miles northwest of Richmond, Virginia. Two law enforcement officers were gunned down after they responded to a report of a suspicious person.
Bridgewater College President David Bushman told the family and friends of campus police officer John Painter and safety officer J.J. Jefferson.
Please know that we are here for you. We're all grieving with you.
The officers were called to engage a suspect, Alexander Wyatt Campbell, that state police spokesperson Corinne Geller says was at a campus building where he shouldn't have been.
After a brief interaction with the man, the subject opened fire and shot both officers.
Campbell was wounded and fled, but was later captured with help from several agencies. He faces charges including first-degree murder and capital murder. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Authorities in Boulder, Colorado say a former UCLA lecturer arrested this morning after sending an email threat to his former employer trying to buy a gun in Jefferson County, Colorado last year, but was turned away.
Based on a protection order that was issued in the state of California, there was a national database that included a provision that he was not allowed to purchase or possess a firearm. Based on that, we believe at this point, and again, it's early in the investigation, that that was the basis for the denial when he attempted to purchase the firearm in early November.
Boulder County District Attorney Michael Dougherty. The suspect, 31-year-old Matthew Harris, was arrested after a standoff this morning. Court documents show he threatened a UC professor in Irvine, saying he would hunt her down and put a bullet in her skull. Authorities say Harris is being held on state charges and say federal charges may be coming. ABC has suspended Whoopi Goldberg from The View for 2 weeks over what the head of ABC News called wrong and hurtful comments about the Holocaust. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Tom Brady has made it official, announcing on Instagram he's retiring from the NFL.
Just over a week since Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got eliminated from the playoffs, the 22-year NFL veteran wrote, "This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I've loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention." The NFL's all-time leader in nearly every passing category wrote, "My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me, but right now it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes." Jared Max, Fox News.
A lawyer for Bill Cosby is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to end a bid by prosecutors to revive a sexual assault case against him. Cosby, who's 84, has been free since June after his conviction was overturned by an appeals court in Pennsylvania, though such requests of the high court are considered a long shot. AT&T is spinning off WarnerMedia.
AT&T has revealed plans to make its WarnerMedia business a separate company, which is being merged with Discovery. The new media business, called Warner Brothers Discovery, includes HBO, CNN, and Warner Brothers Studios. It's believed the new standalone entertainment company will be better able to compete with Netflix and Walt Disney. After the spinoff, AT&T will reduce its annual dividend to reflect the smaller company. Existing shareholders will own part of Warner Brothers Discovery. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
The World Health Organization says overuse of gloves and so-called moon suits and the use of billions of masks and vaccination syringes to stop the spread of COVID has spurred a glut of healthcare waste worldwide, saying tens of thousands of tons of extra medical waste has strained waste management systems and is threatening both health and the environment. It points to what it calls a dire need to improve those systems. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.